Ram Dass, A Journey from Harvard to Spiritual Awakening. Ram Dass's path to spiritual awakening began in the 1960s when he was a Harvard psychologist named Richard Alpert. His guru in India later changed his name to Ram Dass, the name he is best known by. In 1961, Dass had it all. A Harvard professor at his career peak with an apartment, car, motorcycle, and small plane. Despite his success, he felt a profound dissatisfaction, sensing there had to be more to life. Seeking answers, he explored psychedelic drugs, discovering new dimensions of human consciousness, with substances like psilocybin and LSD. However, these short-lived experiences left him longing for a lasting spiritual connection. This led to despair and eventually, the loss of his job at Harvard due to his involvement with psychedelics. An opportunity to travel to India, a country rich in spiritual heritage, brought a turning point. Meeting a young enlightened American traveler, Dass learned the importance of being present. This journey led them to the guru Neem Karoli Baba, known as Maharaji. From skepticism to spiritual enlightenment. Initially skeptical, Dass's perspective changed after Maharaji revealed personal details about his mother, which he couldn't have known. This mystifying experience opened Dass to Maharaji's teachings. Guided by another mentor, Baba Hari Dass, Dass delved into Raja Yoga, practicing yoga, breathing exercises, and meditation. He learned spiritual lessons emphasizing purity and fearlessness, such as, "Snakes know heart," and "Yogis in the jungle need not fear." This period of intense learning deepened Dass's understanding of the connection between the divine, self, and universe. Returning to the West, Dass considered himself a beginner on the spiritual path, but was eager to share his insights with others on similar journeys. Let go of attachments. Ram Dass teaches, from Bindu to Ohas, a key concept of spirituality, consciousness, and enlightenment. This phrase represents moving from individual consciousness, Bindu, to the essence that sustains spiritual practice, Ohas, reaching a higher awareness. The journey starts by understanding the individual self, or ego, and the suffering from attachment to material things. Society and personal desires create a cycle of pain. To find true happiness, we must go beyond these attachments. We should also recognize that reality is interconnected, and separateness is an illusion. We are all one. Realizing our divinity and the divine in others is crucial. Spiritual fulfillment comes from living with love, service, and compassion. Dass's message is about hope and transformation. Enlightenment is possible for everyone. The peace we seek is within us. We need to look inward. You don't need to change your life completely or live like a monk. Continue your work without attachment. For example, a potter can make pots without identifying as the maker. The pots and the potter simply exist. Spiritual growth is not about renouncing the world, but seeing through the ego's illusions and understanding our true existence. The key is to be present, right here and now. Realize there's only the present moment. This understanding helps overcome the fear of death, because there is no death. Life is a continuous divine dance. This realization can come from experiences like falling in love or having a child. Practical techniques to enhance your spiritual journey. Breathing. Deepening your spirituality has no fixed path. You can try various simple, practical methods and choose what suits you best. Just listen to your inner voice. It will guide you on your journey. Breathing is a great way to begin your spiritual practice. It's something you can do anytime, anywhere. When you breathe, you're using the life force, or prana, that flows through all of us. Think of breathing as a gateway to peace and awareness. Each breath connects you to the universe's energy, calming your thoughts and leading to a state of samadhi, or super consciousness. Through disciplined pranayama, or controlled breathing, you can achieve a serene calmness and prepare for deeper spiritual practices. Beginners can start with simple breathing exercises. These not only provide peace throughout the day, but also improve breathing patterns. Seasoned yogis breathe gently, never running out of breath. Aim for this in your practice. Shitali technique. To enhance your spiritual journey, include pranayama in your daily routine. Do these exercises on an empty stomach, ideally in the morning or before sunset. Maintain an upright posture, whether seated in the lotus position or on a chair, keeping your head, neck, and chest aligned, and your abdominal muscles slightly contracted. Try the Shitali technique. 1. Extend your tongue out as far as you can, shaping it into a U. 2. Inhale deeply through your mouth, imagining you're taking in pure life force. 3. Retract your tongue and exhale through your nose, imagining you're expelling impurities. While doing this, focus on the point between your eyebrows, directing the life force to that area. Start with 5 breaths a day, adding one more breath each day until you reach 50. Simple breathing exercises like this are easy to integrate into your daily routine and are a solid foundation for more advanced techniques. Mantras. On the journey to spiritual enlightenment, thoughts often disrupt our focus, competing for attention. However, certain thoughts can be beneficial. By regularly repeating specific thoughts, one can transcend the distraction of thoughts altogether. A mantra, such as the Sanskrit phrase, Om Namah Shivaya, serves as a powerful tool in spiritual practices. This phrase, meaning, to Shiva, I bow, venerates Shiva, a prominent deity in Hinduism known for creation, protection, and transformation. Mantras vary widely in purpose. Some are tailored for specific activities like cooking or bathing, while others serve as universal aids accessible at any time. To engage with a mantra effectively, consider its meaning and significance. For example, reflecting on Rama, a spiritual figure symbolizing light, love, wisdom, and compassion, can deepen the practice. Start by silently repeating the mantra in your mind. Gradually, vocalize it aloud, syncing your external speech with the internal repetition. As you continue this practice, observe how the mantra resonates within you, transitioning from being a mere verbal exercise to a profound internal experience. To integrate a mantra into daily life, establish a consistent practice. Begin by reciting it upon waking and during daily activities like walking. Allow every moment to serve as an opportunity for mantra recitation. Remember, practicing a mantra isn't about actively doing something. It's about allowing the mantra to guide and transform you naturally, akin to a caterpillar metamorphosing into a butterfly, an inevitable and unfolding process. Key points. 1. True fulfillment comes from within, not from external achievements or possessions. 2. Psychedelic experiences may open new perspectives, but lasting spiritual connection requires deeper practice. 3. Being present and connecting with the divine in all things brings peace and understanding. 4. Let go of attachments to material things and ego to experience true happiness. 5. Focus on the present moment to overcome fear and find peace in life. 6. Simple breathing exercises help calm the mind and enhance spiritual awareness. 7. Repeating a mantra can guide you toward inner peace and spiritual transformation.